Okay, we're doing a Perek Yadala Pasuk Yadbeis. And the Pasuk is there is a path that is straight before a man, but the result is the path of death. Okay? So the first question is, if it's a straight path, so then why should it be the path of death? Okay? And two, why does it say the path of death? It should say death. I mean, the result is death. What is the path of death? Okay. The thing is, it says he's on a path that is straight before a man. Before a man means in his mind it's straight. But in reality, it's not straight. Because if it was going to tell me that it's a straight path, it should say there is a path that is straight. What's before a man? Before a man means that in his mind it's straight, but really it is not. That's how people live their lives. They think every person thinks what he's doing is correct and straight and clear. But it's not always. It's not objectively straight. It's only in his mind that it is. Okay? Therefore, when that happens, the only way he'll be able to recognize that it was wrong, if he even stops to think about it, is when things go sour, things go wrong. Okay? That's the path of death. It's not necessarily it'll kill him. It could be that it'll kill him. But the path of death means that he'll suffer. Like when before you're dying, you suffer, you're in pain. You understand? So the path of death means that he will suffer. He'll pay the consequences, and it can lead to death. But like, for instance, if a person wants to smoke, okay, he might think it's correct. It's a good thing to smoke. But the thing is that that'll actually lead to death. But it's not the death. But it's the path of death. In other words, the path that leads to death is a life of suffering. That's what he's saying. So if you fake yourself out, what the Pasuk is saying is if you fake yourself out and you think something is straight and just or clear, when really it's only in your own mind that it's that way, you will pay the price. That's why it's important for you to take advice, especially from people that don't agree with you. Doesn't mean you should take it, but you should at least listen to the arguments, because many times people think a thing is straight and they can't get out of it. The only way you could do it is by listening to a person that disagrees with you and listen to their arguments, then make the decision.